with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, the last weekend of September. We are on the eve of bow hunting season. Duck season is open in the northern parts of our state, and as the season progresses, that moves south, as do the ducks. And today we're talking a little bit about the duck on the pond. What you thinking, Bob?
Oh, yeah, baby, yeah.
Right, right.
It's a little rusty.
Yeah.
we are going to talk right now with my brother from Cajun Country, T. Gidd.
What an intro, man. Yeah. Guys, man.
So you had quite a week, and I just thought you might want to share your story with the people in Radio Land about your latest duck experience.
Yeah, me and my older brother Greg, man, you're the number one. You programmed it in long enough. There's so much to talk about. I don't know. Long story short, yeah, we got an invite to go duck hunting with Phil and Jace and Uncle Cy at the Robertsons with Duck Dynasty up there in Monroe, Louisiana.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And,
how cool is that? Did you have to grow a beard to go there?
Well, we got our little gray and goatee, so we got our starter kits, I guess you'd call them.
Yeah.
But, man, let me tell you, we had gone up a few months before that, around June, and we went show Willie, the new Cajun Pro Series grill, and he fell in love with it. Well, Phil, I guess they got this little jealousy thing, and he came up to Greg after we cooked for his whole family, and he's like, I want one of them grills. And Miss Kay said, the only way you're going to get a grill is if they come up here and cook for us like they did for Willie. And we did, and we ended up getting a duck hunt out of it. It was one of them surreal situations where you're sitting in a duck blind and you look down one end, and there's Phil, all picturesque, you know, with the sun hitting his face with his beard and his shotgun. And then you look this way, the other way, and there's Jace and Uncle Cy. And you just sit back and it's like, man, am I dreaming? Or am I really in a duck blind with these cats, you know? And it was incredible.
Yeah, it didn't matter. It probably didn't matter a bit if you shot a duck or not, but I bet you did.
Well, actually, you know, it's teal season up here, and he self-professed that they're not known for their teal hunts. It's either feast or famine, as Uncle Cy put it, and it was definitely famine. But the flip side to that, when it's slow, and if you're a duck hunter, you know this, you have nothing else to do but talk about the other trips that were great. And so we're sitting at a duck blind with the Robertsons, and they shared those stories that pretty much stay in the blind. What goes on in the blind stays in the blind. It's not something you'd hear on the street or in an interview. And so you talk about personal interaction and hearing these stories. Again, it was truly amazing. We feel so blessed to be able to do that and to cook for them. And you know what? The first night, he cooked for us. He cooked these killer, beautiful hamburgers, Phil did, and it was awesome. In his double wide trailer up there in Monroe, Louisiana.
Isn't that hysterical?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys have made a fortune, and they made a fortune before they had their TV show, but he still lives in that simple little manufactured house. That's crazy.
Yeah, no, he truly does, and he's truly a very deeply Christian man, and I truly respect that. And everything that we talked about, he would relate to Scripture. He'd grab his Bible, he'd put his spectacles on, he said, well, let's see what it says about that. And it was truly an amazing event. And after the hunt, we cooked for them. He has this program called CRTV, he does a program called In the Woods with Phil.
Right.
And we had the camera crew out there, and they basically, he gave us free rein. He gave us a whole segment to shoot, and we grilled on our new Cajun Pro. A beautiful alligator frog leg and fresh water bass sauce piquant. which is like a tomato gravy.
Right.
Cooked the rice on top of the grill, and we served them and put a big smile on their faces as they did ours, you know.
So they had all the meat ready for you?
No, we brought everything.
Oh.
You would think that they, oh, yeah, we got all that. But, no, we, you know, we wanted to bring and supply everything for them, and we had this beautiful alligator meat that we actually smoked indirectly and got a good flavor on it, and the frog legs were beautiful, big old fresh frog legs, and, you know, so freshwater bass you can't get at a store. We ended up bringing that from Toledo Bend where our camp's at, and it was beautiful. I'll send you a picture, Bob. I mean, just looking at it, you probably can get all mouth.
I think I did see a picture on your Facebook page.
Yeah, okay, well, then you did.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought this was a great story to tell our listeners because this whole show is about ducks on the pond and the grill, and so you did both there. And who gets a chance to duck hunt with the Duck Dynasty boys? I mean, goodness sakes, that had to be – I have so much admiration for them, and especially Phil because of his CRTV show, which CRTV has become huge now.
Yeah,
and
blowing up.
Yeah, it is. But we want to learn a little more about a good way to prepare a duck if you've never done one, and maybe you've got a grill or a smoker.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we generally, unless it's a big duck, we pretty much breast them, and like a teal, a wood duck, a guide wall, you know, whatever's indigenous to your areas. And we clean them, you know, take the skin off of them where it's just the beautiful red meat of the breast, and we kind of marinate them overnight in like a highly vinegared type of marinade, like a Italian dressing or something like that.
Balsamic.
Then, mm-hmm. Yeah, balsamic, yeah, salt and pepper. And then you basically take it out the refrigerator and you prepare some slivers of jalapeno, some cream cheese, and some beautiful applewood smoked bacon. And you just kind of put a slither of the jalapeno, a little bit of cream cheese, and you kind of roll it up and wrap it in bacon and put a toothpick in it. And the rule of thumb is that when that bacon is edible, when it looks like it's cooked enough to where you can eat the bacon part, then take it off. And when you cut into it, that duck breast is almost like on a medium to medium rare cook, and it tastes like the best piece of meat you ever had. I mean, it's just incredible.
And that's a good point because people think they have to cook birds to 165, and that's factory-made chicken. That's not a wild bird.
Right.
Yeah, no. You can eat it medium rare. And I tell you, another thing is that, you know, with football season, this is a great appetizer.
Oh, I bet.
Type of menu item that you can serve to your guests. And then the big ducks, you know, we pot roast them. You know, could be a goose, could be a big duck like a mallard, pintail. You clean them real good, season them up. My dad would actually stuff them with like a fresh sausage concoction and onions and bell pepper.
Mm.
And stuff it in the cavity and then just kind of slowly brown them. And then once you brown them, take them out, put, you know, saute your onions and bell pepper mix, a little bit of celery maybe, and then just kind of caramelize your vegetables and then put the birds back in, add some broth, cover it, and slow cook that thing for about an hour or so on the grill. Make you a pot of rice and ayayas.
Yeah, that sounds good. When you make that appetizer, T-Gid, are you taking like a half a jalapeno and making a boat out of it? You're cutting it lengthways so that it'll hold the cream cheese and the piece of duck, or tell me what that looks like.
Depends on how hot them peppers are. You
okay.
know, what season we're in. But, you know, typically you don't have to make the half boat, you know, with the pepper. The cream cheese, if you're going to get some of that, that's going to ooze out, but
right.
Enough remains. But normally it's just like a julienne, like three or four nice slices of the jalapeno, and then you just kind of tuck it inside the breast with that cream cheese and just fold the breast back over, kind of wrap it around it, and then just wrap it real good with that bacon and put one little toothpick in it.
I bet you have some more duck recipes too, don't you?
I got, like I said, you don't have enough time.
Can we put you on hold and carry you over to the next segment? Is that okay,
yeah,
Jop?
Man.
Since
yeah,
I've already
absolutely.
Said it on the air.
Absolutely. Well,
great.
Brian's got editing power, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Flies, baby.
All right. Hold the line. We're going to hit a commercial break, and we'll be right back at you. This is T. Gid on the Grilling Guys Show. We'll be back.